Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. Happy to be with you here. And what a great day it is to be a Phils fan. Kyle Schwarber coming back to the Phils officially inks a five-year, I was about to say six, five-year, $150 million contract for Kyle Schwarber. And the deal gets done. I mean, this is, I kind of always thought that Kyle Schwarber would come back to the Phillies. I'm very happy that he's back with the Phillies. Guy finished second in MVP voting this season. Unbelievable player. I got a number of thoughts on this. I don't know what this team is going to look like with all the old guys 3, 4, 5 years from now, especially with Schwarber taking up the DH spot, but that's a problem for another day. We're trying to extend this window right now. We're trying to win baseball games right now, and it is hard for me to believe that if Kyle Schwarber was not on this team next year, that this Phillies team would have been better. Anyone who's listened to me for sure knows that I'm very much in the mindset of, like, very much in the mindset of, if you're the Phillies, you should try, like, not just run everything back exactly, but you should very much take the mindset of this team, you shouldn't be unraveling the entire team either. Like, this is the type of roster that won 96 games. I know it fell short in the postseason, but this is a team who can continue to be a contender for you. And this is a team who can continue to get you to the postseason. And extending that window is a big deal. Now, as far as the deal itself, like, Schwarber, obviously, this seemed like what the going rate was going to be. 6 years, 150, or I keep saying 6 years, 5 years, 150 million. So that's 30 years AAV each season. Which salary-wise, I believe actually that, let me do some quick math. I know that's more than Harper. Turner makes 11. He got 300 over 11 years, so he's making 27. And then I guess Zach Wheeler would be the only guy who's making more. But among Phillies hitters, he's now the highest-paid player. And I know contracts continue to go up and up and up, but Zach Wheeler got a three-year, $126 million contract, so 42 a year. So he's still the highest-paid AAV, average annual valuation, player on the team. But Kyle Schwarber, now the highest-paid hitter, again, not in terms of total value of a contract, but each season, if you were to look at each player's salary just in the year 2026, Kyle Schwarber making more than any hitter in that lineup. And frankly, like, he is a better hitter than Bryce Harper is right now. I think Bryce Harper is good, not great these days. I think you heard Dave Dombrowski kind of call him out for that at the conclusion of the postseason, like when he was reflecting on the season that Bryce Harper had. I think he is very much aware of what Bryce Harper is and what Bryce Harper is not these days. And I think that it's no secret what they think of him in that clubhouse, like, or with, not in that clubhouse, but in that front office. Like, Bryce Harper has not had the same level of production. Like, that MVP guy, I do fear, is not there anymore. So I think it's quite reflective that Kyle Schwarber now makes more per year than Bryce Harper. And by the way, this signs Kyle Schwarber through the second to last season of Harper's contract. So, like, from this point forward, Harper signed for six more years. I can't even believe the contract's going by that fast. He got signed prior to the 19 season, so 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. That's 7 years. Harper's got six more left, so that takes him through the 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31 season. This will take Kyle Schwarber through the 2030 season. So Kyle Schwarber going to be a Philly through the year 2030. Harper signed through 2031. Trey Turner signed prior to the 23 season, signed an 11-year contract. So he is signed through 2033. So, again, like, they're trying to maximize the back half of this decade. And I think this is the type of deal you need to make. You know, reports are, like, the Orioles matched this, that there were a few other teams who came in with about this market. It feels like Kyle Schwarber knew what the market was always going to come back to the Phillies and give them the opportunity, the right at first refusal, so to speak. And the Phillies, I don't think we're going to get outbid for him unless some owner like Cohen, you know, like Steve Cohen with the Mets, just really drove up his price to a silly number. Kyle Schwarber, now returns to the Phillies. That's a beautiful thing. I don't know that he'll... It's hard to imagine him being quite as good as he was this past season in 25. Also hard to remember a Philadelphia athlete or hard to picture a guy having as good of a contract year as Kyle Schwarber did. I mean, it's just frankly nearly impossible. It just is the fact of the matter. But he was great for this team. And for what he does in the clubhouse too, like some people will kind of sit out there and be like, you know, it's a DH, like he just hits. But the guy hits for a ton of power. It's a lineup that clearly needs a ton of power. As I outlined, like they're not getting it from Harper the way they thought they once were, frankly. And so therefore, this needs to be Kyle Schwarber needs to continue to be like the face of this lineup and provide protection for Bryce Harper potentially. We'll see if he ends up hitting two more, hitting four more. There'll be plenty of discussion for that. Depends what the rest of this lineup looks like. You'd imagine maybe this, you know, moves down the line for bringing back JT. I don't know. They just don't really have any other options at catcher. Maybe they make a move at third base, Turner short, Stott at second, Harper first. Probably going to see Justin Crawford in left. Center field, where, you know, could be Bader again. Right field, maybe something different. But that's kind of what your lineup's going to look like here. And I always predict that the Kyle Schwarber would be back. Kind of nice that they got the. I plead on yesterday's episode, just get me something prior to the end of the winter meetings. They did. You love to see that. So very, very proud of Kyle Schwarber for getting, and Dave Dombrowski, I should say, for getting the deal done, and for John Middleton for, of course, providing the money to get this deal done. A few other things just before I go any further that I wanted to hit on. It definitely does, and I hit on this in yesterday's episode also, definitely seems like Don Mattingly is going to be the bench coach of this team. It would not have made any sense. I mean, the guy was the bench coach for the Blue Jays, who made it to Game 7 of the World Series and were quite literally inches away from winning a title up there. He left because his son is the GM. Again, not the final say GM of the Phillies. Like, he's the GM. Dave Dombrowski is the president of baseball operations, so he's the number two in the front office. And Don Mattingly is going to be this bench coach. I think it will work well with Rob Thompson. He obviously was with the Yankees for years, so I'm fairly certain Thompson and Mattingly probably have a long-standing relationship. So kind of looking forward they haven't inked it yet, but looking forward to that. They did extend Rob Thompson yesterday officially as well. They announced that at the winter meetings. We knew that was coming. Dave Dombrowski said that at the end of the, you know, at the end of season press conference, this would be coming. They were in no rush to do it. They came to terms, you know, on an agreement, and, you know, Dave Dombrowski stuck to his word. Now, I was in favor of bringing Rob Thompson back. He's not a lame duck, so he's now signed for three more seasons through the 27 year, I believe it is. So, you know, three total years, a 2-year extension. So Rob Thompson also going to be the manager. So it looks like the brain trust in the dugout is going to be Thompson, Mattingly, Mike Colitri, field coordinator, Kyle Schwarber back, starting to take shape with what the 2026 Phils are going to look like. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. Happy to be with you here. And what a great day it is to be a Phils fan. Kyle Schwarber coming back to the Phils officially inks a 5-year, I was about to say 6, 5-year, $150 million contract for Kyle Schwarber. And the deal gets done. I mean, this is, I kind of always thought that Kyle Schwarber would come back to the Phillies. I'm very happy that he's back with the Phillies. Guy finished second in MVP voting this season. Unbelievable player. I got a number of thoughts on this. I don't know what this team is going to look like with all the old guys 3, 4, 5 years from now, especially with Schwarber taking up the DH spot. But that's a problem for another day. We're trying to extend this window right now. We're trying to win baseball games right now. And it is hard for me to believe that if Kyle Schwarber was not on this team next year, that this Phillies team would have been better. Anyone who's listened to me for sure knows that I'm very much in the mindset of, like, very, very much in the mindset of, if you're the Phillies, you should try, like, not just run everything back exactly, but you should very much take the mindset of this team, you shouldn't be unraveling the entire team either. Like, this is the type of roster that won 96 games. I know it fell short in the postseason, but this is a team who can continue to be a contender for you, and this is a team who can continue to get you to the postseason. And extending that window is a big deal. Now, as far as the deal itself, like, Schwarber, obviously, this seemed like what the going rate was going to be. 6 years, 150, or I keep saying 6 years, 5 years, $150 million. So that's 30 years AAV each season. Which salary-wise, I believe actually that, let me do some quick math. I know that's more than Harper. Turner makes 11, he got 300 over 11 years, so he's making 27. And then I guess Zach Wheeler would be the only guy who's making more. But among Philly's hitters, he's now the highest paid player. And I know contracts continue to go up and up and up, but Zach Wheeler got a 3-year, $126 million contract, so 42 a year. So he's still the highest paid AAV, average annual valuation player on the team. But Kyle Schwarber, now the highest paid hitter, again, not in terms of total value of a contract, but each season, if you were to look at each player's salary just in the year 2026, Kyle Schwarber making more than any hitter in that lineup. And frankly, like, he is a better hitter than Bryce Harper is right now. I think Bryce Harper is good, not great these days. I think you heard Dave Dombrowski kind of call him out for that at the conclusion of the postseason, like when he was reflecting on the season that Bryce Harper had. I think he is very much aware of what Bryce Harper is and what Bryce Harper is not these days. And I think that it's no secret what they think of him in that clubhouse, like, or with, not in that clubhouse, but in that front office. Like, Bryce Harper has not had the same level of production. Like, that MVP guy, I do fear, is not there anymore. So I think it's quite reflective that Kyle Schwarber now makes more per year than Bryce Harper. And by the way, this signs Kyle Schwarber through the second to last season of Harper's contract. So, like, from this point forward, Harper signed for six more years. I can't even believe the contract's going by that fast. He got signed prior to the 19 season, so 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. That's 7 years. Harper's got six more left, so that takes him through the 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31 season. This will take Kyle Schwarber through the 2030 season. So Kyle Schwarber going to be a Philly through the year 2030. Harper signed through 2031. Trey Turner signed prior to the 23 season, signed an 11-year contract. So he is signed through 2033. So, again, like, they're trying to maximize the back half of this decade. And I think this is the type of deal you need to make. You know, reports are, like, the Orioles matched this, that there were a few other teams who came in with about this market. It feels like Kyle Schwarber knew what the market was always going to come back to the Phillies and give them the opportunity, the right at first refusal, so to speak. And, the Phillies, I don't think we're going to get outbid for him unless some owner like Cohen, you know, like Steve Cohen with the Mets just really drove up his price to a silly number. Kyle Schwarber now returns to the Phillies. That's a beautiful thing. I don't know that it's hard to imagine him being quite as good as he was this past season in 25. Also hard to remember a Philadelphia athlete or hard to picture a guy having as good of a contract year as Kyle Schwarber did. I mean, it's just frankly nearly impossible. It just is the fact of the matter. But he was great for this team and for what he does in the clubhouse too. Like, some people will kind of sit out there and be like, you know, it's a DH, like, he just hits, but the guy hits for a ton of power. It's a lineup that clearly needs a ton of power. As I outlined, like, they're not getting it from Harper the way they thought they once were, frankly. And so, therefore, this needs to be Kyle Schwarber needs to continue to be, like, the face of this lineup and provide protection for Bryce Harper, potentially. We'll see if he ends up hitting two more, hitting four more. There'll be plenty of discussion for that. Depends what the rest of this lineup looks like. You'd imagine maybe this, moves down the line for bringing back JT. I don't know. They just don't really have any other options at catcher. Maybe they make a move at third base, Turner short, Stott at second, Harper first. Probably going to see Justin Crawford in left. Center field, could be Bader again. Right field, maybe something different. But that's kind of what your lineup's going to look like here. And I always predict that the Kyle Schwarber would be back. Kind of nice that they got the. I plead on yesterday's episode, just get me something prior to the end of the winter meetings. They did. You love to see that. So very, very proud of Kyle Schwarber for getting, and Dave Dombrowski, I should say, for getting the deal done. And for John Middleton for, of course, providing the money to get this deal done. A few other things just before I go any further that I wanted to hit on. It definitely does, and I hit on this in yesterday's episode also, definitely seems like Don Mattingly is going to be the bench coach of this team. It would not have made any sense. I mean, the guy was the bench coach for the Blue Jays, who made it to Game 7 of the World Series and were quite literally inches away from winning a title up there. He left because his son is the GM, again, not the final say GM of the Phillies. Like, he's the GM. Dave Dombrowski is the president of baseball operations, so he's the number two in the front office. And Don Mattingly is going to be this bench coach. I think it will work well with Rob Thompson. He obviously was with the Yankees for years, so I'm fairly certain Thompson and Mattingly probably have a long-standing relationship. So kind of looking forward to they haven't inked it yet, but looking forward to that. They did extend Rob Thompson yesterday officially as well. They announced that at the winter meetings. We knew that was coming. Dave Dombrowski said that at the end of the, you know, at the end of season press conference, this would be coming. They were in no rush to do it. They came to terms, you know, on an agreement, and, you know, Dave Dombrowski stuck to his word. Now, I was in favor of bringing Rob Thompson back. He's not a lame duck, so he's now signed for three more seasons through the 27 year, I believe it is. So, you know, three total years, a 2-year extension. So Rob Thompson also going to be the manager. So it looks like the brain trust in the dugout going to be Thompson, Mattingly, Mike Calitri, field coordinator, Kyle Schwarber back, starting to take shape with what the 2026 Phils are going to look like.